Hello and welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to our inaugural episode of Campus Cast. Up until this point, we've been doing our leadership and business episodes, having some interviews with various leaders and other figures around and in and around the IUK area. But today we're switching it up. We're starting a new thing, and it's just going to be us. There's five of us here ready to just talk about whatever. We'll do some introductions real quick. I think you guys probably know me by this point. This is Tommy, and we'll go around here. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Okay, I'm Jenna.
I'm Marcy.
I'm Alexanne.
And I'm Taryn Tharp.
Taryn's the only one with a last name. Jenna and Taryn, you guys have been on the show already. You've done a couple interviews. You guys have done a couple of episodes without me. I see how it is. Marcy and Alexanne, you guys are brand new to this whole thing,
yes,
right?
Yes, we
okay.
are.
Okay, mm-hmm. So I thought. So,
welcome to the show.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Pretty pumped.
You guys are here.
Us too.
Yeah.
That's good.
Here. Good conversation.
So, what kind of topics you guys got? Because our goal with this is, one, to get the listeners, the people over at IUK, to know us a little bit better. But really, our big thing here, we kind of just want to chat, hang out, whatever, but also talk about happenings in the business world, sort of developments, whether they be new regulations passed or new developments with, I don't know, something going on at Google or something going on at Amazon or maybe a smaller company, you know, whatever.
And feel free, listeners, if you want us to talk about a conversation or a topic going on in the real world, feel free to leave it in the comments or message us on any of our platforms about what you think we should talk about next.
Yeah. As long as, I mean, we're not going to talk about everything you guys suggest because we just don't have time. And I know we get millions of suggestions all the time, most of them from me. I just go on there, I'm like, hey guys, talk about the Sonic the Hedgehog movie. I'm like, no, nobody wants to hear about that. Just Tommy. So, we were actually kind of just like, already talking right before we started. We were talking about Jenna, what was that story you were telling us about your car?
I guess it didn't really have a story that I was telling. It's more like how much I owe on it still.
Yeah. that's not fun.
My credit score, that kind of fun stuff.
Yeah, good.
I'm sure
yeah.
People don't care that's about it. I say that we just see where the conversation goes. I mean, we just start talking about something and
we got to be real careful with that because we've already established that if Tommy lets the conversation wander.
Yeah.
I mean.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
We wish we were kidding.
No. I mean, go right ahead, guys. Actually, you know what? Since this is a – look at me like that. Since this is kind of our inaugural episode, we haven't really had a lot of opportunities in the last few episodes to really get to know ourselves. Well, I mean, I know myself. I don't know about you guys, but the viewers, listeners, whatever they are, they haven't had an opportunity to really know who we are. So
yeah, let's
I
go
think,
ahead and go around the table, just
yeah.
kind of introduce ourselves and give over our major and our mm-hmm. degree.
And something really cool about yourself.
Something that nobody else has.
Okay, not going to lie.
That's hard.
No one else
yeah.
has? That's impossible.
It's something that makes you, you.
As John Lennon once said, there's nothing you can do that can't be done, Taryn. So, you just got to do the best you can. Welcome to our daily advice podcast, where I tell you, just do the best you can. I probably should have warned you guys last night that I was wanting to do one of those tell me something cool about yourself things because every time the professor
yeah, that
does
been
that,
nice, yeah.
puts you on the spot, but I was busy.
icebreaker.
Yeah, just give yourself some time to think about that.
Oh, no.
I mean, like I said, my name is Jenna. I'm a junior, finishing my junior year at IUK, and I'm an HR major.
And what's something cool
oh, yeah,
about
right.
you?
Well, I have a dog,
cool
and he's just the cutest little thing in the world.
I wish this wasn't a purely auditory medium so we could show, because she's right. He's like the cutest thing in the whole world.
He is a mini golden doodle, and he's like, I swear he's like 75% golden retriever and 25% poodle.
Oh, the 25% poodle is just his fur. He's super curly.
Yeah, he's wavy, kind of curly, but he's got the golden retriever personality, and his name's Charlie, and he's super cute, and yeah.
You think we can get him on the show? Get him as a guest?
You know what? He is like 45 pounds of cute. And
oh, okay, he's a lot bigger than I thought.
Well, he's just chubby.
You say
he's
mini golden
chubby.
Doodle?
Well,
and I'm like, all right, I can hold him in one hand.
There's a full-size golden doodle, there's mini golden doodles, and then there's toy golden doodles. And my boyfriend's family has a toy.
I guess that's more what I was thinking.
Pounds.
More to love, Jenna.
Yeah, more to love.
Hey, I'm
Charlie's
just saying,
chubby boy.
Puppies are puppies.
Yeah.
I'm Marcy. I'm also a junior, and I'm also an HR major. Something cool about me is I can juggle.
Oh.
Sweet.
Can you juggle axes?
Definitely not.
I'm
not
dry. That's probably a good idea.
You know, you want to know something wild about Marcy is that she has this really huge beanbag.
It's
really
like
cool.
It's like 7 feet long. It's absolutely, it's like a bed.
I was going to say, did you just take naps on it?
It inspired me.
Did it?
Yes, and I went on Amazon to look for one.
It's very expensive.
And they were like $300 at least.
Very expensive, but very worth it. 100%.
Yeah.
I think I might, if I had a beanbag that big, I'd probably just live on it. Like,
oh yeah.
Yeah.
I'd end up fused into it.
It's hard to get up. Once you get set down, it's like
you don't want to get up.
No, thank you.
It's like falling into a ball pit. Or yeah, like a foam ball pit.
That
or
sounds amazing.
Or quicksand.
Well,
less
I don't,
amazing.
Can't
the more
say
you
that I've ever fell into quicksand, but
well, I mean, the more you struggle, the more you just want to stay in it.
All right.
That's the beanbag chair. You know, I don't know if you want to be in the quicksand, but you do end up
fair.
In the quicksand. Yeah, all that quicksand that I end up in, you know. all that Indiana quicksand.
Yeah, right.
How many things can you juggle at once, Mercy?
I've never tried more than three, so cool.
What's going to happen is that after this podcast, after we're done recording, I'm going to start throwing stuff at her. We're going to throw all these microphones at her.
Dakota's like,
let's just throw
well, you better
see how many smoothies she can.
You better adapt quickly. Yeah, tech guys are telling me don't do that. So, yeah, super cool. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm Alex Ann, and I'm a sophomore, and I'm going for HR as well.
I am sensing a common theme here.
Yeah,
it's like our HR podcast about HR people on it.
Maybe something interesting about me. I've actually had three knee surgeries. On
oh
one
my.
Knee. Yeah, on one knee.
One
so
knee?
What's wrong with it?
No, yeah, there was a lot wrong.
Did all your knees just kind of say, yeah, no, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'll see you later.
Yeah, basically. I went to this camp that I did not want to go to. My mom was like, yeah, you're going. And I literally, it was nothing cool. It was just, I was literally running sideways and it like dislocated.
Ugh.
And so, oh. Yeah, it actually broke a piece of the bone off in the kneecap. So they went in basically and took a piece of the.
You guys are squeamish. Go ahead and skip ahead to. No, I'm just kidding.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead. I
want to hear it.
Yeah, they actually took the bone out and then they didn't do anything. So for like 2 years, I was just like, no, it's probably not 2 years, probably like a year. And all they do is take the bone out, but there's actually some more underlying problems. So most people are born with like a groove in their knee that helps their kneecap from like staying in. Well, I didn't have that groove. So then I went to this other surgeon who was like, yeah, that's not right. So we had a few more surgeries after that. And then later I'd found out that my surgeon who did take only the bone out, he was actually like, planning murder, and he eventually went to jail.
What?
I'm pretty
what?
Sure. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Like planning.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure
it
was planning murder for his, like.
I shall use it as part of my plans.
Yeah. No, like, I think it was planning murder on his wife. And.
What on earth?
Yeah. So, yeah, he went
wow.
to jail. I was like, okay, well, I understand why you only took the bone out. Your mind was occupied with
That's
other things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. More than just the bone.
Yeah.
Jeez. All right, so Alex Ann's the
crazy.
One with the twists and turns then.
Yeah. Well, I just didn't have anything else to say. I was trying to think of something on the spot, Tommy.
Well, that was perfect context.
Yeah.
She's got the twists
crazy.
And turns all in one knee.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking that joke too. I just didn't know how to make it, and so I'm glad Taryn went for it instead of me. So so I didn't have to embarrass myself. I'm just kidding. Poor Taryn. Speaking of Taryn, it's your turn.
My name's Taryn Tharp. I am a junior studying marketing and economics, not HR. I'm a little different, but yet everyone still likes me.
Yeah,
here.
We let him hang out anyway.
Again, the only one with the last
name. Yeah, he's got to set himself apart.
Well, anyways, go ahead.
We're proud people.
He just wants to be known. Go ahead.
And something interesting that some people might, everyone in here knows already. I'm that weird kid on campus that hates walking, so he bought a scooter and rides it around. I apologize to those people that I've annoyed passing them. That is not my intention, although I'm late, very, very late, so please watch out.
I like the idea of we're going to have people listening to this, and then he comes up like that. They're like, oh, it's that guy?
Yeah.
Like, no joke, Taryn. One of my friends works here on campus, and I was talking to him. I was like, yeah, that guy Taryn, you know him? He works over in the coffee shop. He wears, like, this hat, like, this you know, all the time, and he's like, I don't know, Tommy. A lot of people wear hats. I was like, it's the guy with the scooter. And my friend's like, why didn't you start with that? I know that guy.
You know, the funny thing is, one of my coworkers was talking to me about one of her friends spotting me, and she was like, so one of my friends texted me saying that they saw a guy with a neon green scooter in the library, and I was like, is that Taryn? And I just wanted to ask, were you in the library today? And I'm like, you had to ask if I was in the library after they mentioned a neon green scooter was sitting in the library with them. That wasn't a clue that it was me.
Right, that wasn't enough context clues.
No, it was one of the other guys with the neon green scooter. What do you want from me? Yes, of course it is.
You know, I've been sitting here thinking as we've been talking, just something that I want to talk about for a second. Just an opinion.
Go right ahead.
All right. I mean,
I'm just going to say it. Baked hot Cheetos are like 20 times better than regular.
Okay, listen.
I'm serious. When I was in high school, I used to eat a bag of baked hot Cheetos,
Jenna,
with a berry Propel and a lime sherbet every
Jenna,
day for lunch.
That
is the weirdest combination.
That sounds very unhealthy. I want to introduce
you.
Myself. Then we'll talk about the Cheetos because I also want to talk about Cheetos now.
Sorry.
My name's Tom.
Make it sound like this super serious conversation.
Yeah.
Big hot Cheetos are better than regular.
It's serious to her, though. It's fine.
I'm Tommy.
Sorry.
Everybody, I'm Tommy. My name's Tommy. I'm Tommy.
No
last
name.
No, I don't need that. I'm like Prince. Prince has a last name. Never mind. I'm Tommy. I'm an HR major as well. I'm a junior, I think. The years in college really don't matter. I don't. If you don't take four classes, if you take like five or six, or if you take only two, then your year gets all screwed up. Anyway, I'm a junior. My cool thing about me is that I have been playing Dungeons & Dragons since I was 14 years old. So 15 years, because I'm really old. I've been playing Dungeons & Dragons for 15 years, and every Sunday night, I am the Dungeon Master. And, yeah.
Yeah.
Just says Dungeon Master.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm the Dungeon Master. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Can't beat me. I know every move.
I have the rule book.
Write this world into existence.
But there are already enough Dungeons & Dragons podcasts. I don't think we need to start with another one.
Really?
What? You
didn't know that?
No. Dungeons & Dragons is super taken off in popularity lately.
Wow.
And it's due in part to like the... I can think of at least three really big podcasts off the top of my head. Wait, maybe two. I don't know. I don't listen to them. I don't have to listen to people play Dungeons & Dragons. If I just play it.
If I can play the game, why listen to it?
I don't know. Plenty of people. This is not a D&D podcast.
I feel like this is the
trust
same
me,
excuse
I would not,
people use for
I would not
sports.
Have a problem.
Yeah.
Why watch them when I could go out and play them?
Yeah, okay. I'm sure that...
You're not as good.
Yeah. Trust me, I've seen you. I know what you look like. You ain't playing no football. Not you, Taryn. It was the royal you. Great. I made Taryn. Now I look like the jerk. Now I'm the bad guy.
I mean, you're not wrong. I'd probably get the ball, and with my weight, some guy at 190 pounds would come around, I just fly off into the stratosphere.
Just break you right in half. Just
the wind.
Fall in the crack.
Well, at least I know where I stand.
Yeah. Not in the football field. Okay, Jenna, you were talking about Cheetos.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
This is the content we got, guys. Cheetos.
I did not mean to like rudely cut you off. I kind of forgot.
I'm interested to hear why, though. Why are baked Cheetos better than regular?
They honestly just have a different flavor. They're a little bit hotter, I think, in my personal opinion.
Well, they have a different texture, I feel like.
Yeah, a little bit. If you've ever had baked regular Cheetos, it's the same type of texture, but the flavor's just a little different. Just like baked regular Cheetos versus actual normal Cheetos. Is the flavor's different. The cheese is different.
Yeah, it is, because I eat baked Cheetos.
Yeah, so the hot Cheetos are just, they're so much better.
What are you talking about?
I can kind of follow with what she's saying.
I don't know, but I've been thinking about it for like 3 days.
baked anything.
Yeah,
just
and you know what
bland.
Sucks is that you just can't find them around here. I mean, just recently they've started putting them in gas stations. Like that I've seen, but they, well, that too, but like you can't just go to Kroger. I live right next to Kroger, and it's like I can't just get in the car, drive to Kroger, and get a bag of baked hot Cheetos because Frito-Lay doesn't distribute them here to grocery stores. Which is sad because I'd buy out their stock.
You know, I like 6 or 7 years ago, maybe even longer than that, Doritos had a wasabi flavor.
Oh, yeah.
Wasabi, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. They had a wasabi flavor. Super good. I only ever found 2 small bags of them at the gas station because nobody had them. And now, that's what Marcy was saying. If I want to get these wasabi Doritos, I got to order them from Japan. And they're like $9 a bag.
Oh, yeah.
Including import costs.
You know, funny they take like 2 months to get here. Funny you say that because you guys are going to think I'm so weird, but.
Oh, I already do. Okay. You got us on this Cheetos conversation.
Recently.
Now, real quick, I said we were going to talk about business stuff. Not today.
Not today.
Next episode is business stuff. Today's the Cheetos episode.
Yeah. Well, also, do you guys remember those the blue and green twist ring pops? That was the blue raspberry watermelon. Do you remember what I'm talking about?
I guess so.
I mean, I remember ring pops.
You've got to know what I'm talking about.
The swirl.
Yes.
Okay. Sure, why not?
Yeah.
What about
when you said twist? I was thinking the actual thing was twisted. I was like,
well,
I
don't
remember
anything
of that.
Well, they don't make them anymore. And
how much are they selling for on eBay?
I looked them up on Amazon, and because I think they're starting to make them again, but they're so hard to find. So I actually ordered a big bag, like a 20 count of ring pops. And because the picture on Amazon
I'm shaking
said,
my head at you.
Listen, because it was like $6. And the
That's
picture,
a good price, sure.
The picture on Amazon.
I'm sure they're years expired.
The picture on Amazon had a picture of the twist one. Mm-hmm, and then when I got it, it didn't have
how
any
could
of
they,
those in it.
How could they do that to you?
Oh.
Wow.
Rude. Okay. Remember these? For the listeners, I just pulled up a picture on Google Images.
I don't eat Ream Pops. Ream Pops are sloppy.
Nonetheless, I went to return.
They make a huge mess.
Yeah, they get everything sticky.
Oh, so you're returning your ring pops?
I went to return them, yeah. Right? Because I was going to get $6
I'd like to return
back.
This candy.
You didn't just eat them?
No, because they were full of like orange freeze, like nastiness flavors.
Yeah, I hate orange flavor.
I do.
Heck orange flavor.
Orange flavor? What is wrong with you people?
Orange and grape are the worst candy flavors.
Yeah, are you serious?
Those are the best flavors.
You know what? You can't even say that artificial grape flavoring is grape. It's purple.
It's purple flavor.
Grape,
yeah, it's purple
orange,
flavor.
And cherry, hands down.
That's true. Blue is definitely just a flavor.
That's true, but blue
grape
is
cough medicine. Grapes taste like cough medicine.
Yeah, no, I totally
I don't.
You.
Yeah.
Like,
I agree.
Now, when you say grape, do you mean like grape candy or grapes?
No, the grape candy. Grapes are fine. Grape flavored is just not good.
You know what? Green grapes are also superior to red grapes.
Yeah,
you are
right.
Just coming at us today with
these
controversial
are just
opinions.
My disclaimer, these are my opinions.
There are
I hope this
grapes.
Is as controversial as our opinions
I thought
get.
They were purple grapes, not red.
Well, I'm hungry, so that's why I'm talking about food. So.
Yeah, you're right.
Like I could throw down some Chipotle at this point.
No.
I do not. We are not talking about Chipotle right now.
Why?
Because now that's all I want to think about.
Okay. Well, let's move on to a different topic.
Okay, no more food, I guess. Tommy does not want to talk about
food.
Nope.
So how about that weather?
Thanks, Taryn.
Actually, it's starting to get sunny out at this point. It was cloudy earlier, but
pretty nice.
The sun decided to show its face and say,
Taryn,
hey, all.
Are we really doing weather talk on the podcast?
No, it's just a brief segment. Just to let all the know.
So all the viewers can see in this exact moment the weather.
Well, that's true.
They're probably going to listen to this in the future. And they're like, well, it's not sunny out now. It's snowing. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Freaking Indiana.
So anyway, back back to what we were saying about Cheetos. No. You mentioned that you used to eat just Cheetos and drink Berry Propel and in
lime
school.
Sherbet. Okay,
lime sherbet.
Sherbet.
Okay, so I've always been kind of a picky eater. So I always was the one that like packed my lunch and I didn't really eat school lunch. But I went to a huge high school in Lafayette where I had like 500 to 600 people in my graduating class.
How huge.
So thanks for that. So we had like 6 different lunch lines. So they had like all these different options, but I would always just get the grab and go. Like if I didn't pack my lunch, I would get an Uncrustable.
That's
with a little baby bag of baked hot Cheetos and a Berry Propel, like every single day. And if I was really feeling it, like once a week.
Frisky.
Yeah, like once a week. Well, my mom always used to get mad at me for spending money on a la carte stuff at school.
Same.
But I just, by my senior year, I just stopped caring. I'm addicted to those baked hot Cheetos, so I was just like, nothing was going to stop me. So, anyways, once a week, like on Fridays, if they had raspberry sherbet, I would get that. If they didn't have raspberry, I'd get lime.
Wait, could you say that word again?
I know it's spelled sherbet, but it's pronounced sherbet.
It's pronounced sherbet.
Oh, my gosh.
Like I just said.
Taryn, that's it. I'm kicking you out of the show.
Okay, I just had this argument yesterday with my boyfriend's sister. Because she said it was actually spelled sherbet, and I said, no, it's spelled sherbet. But who do you know that says that?
Taryn.
Yeah. So my point exactly.
Words that don't have the appropriate letters.
Taryn.
Okay, well, as I said.
Then tell me, how do you spell through?
Got him.
Throwug? Throwug, huh? You gotta pronounce that H.
Throwug.
English is stupid. English is stupid. That's my controversial opinion of the day. It don't make no sense, but this is also not new content.
For the viewers out there, it's still sherbet.
Okay, well.
All right, so the viewers out there, Taryn ain't coming back. Nah, I'm just kidding. You can come back. No.
You can't get rid of me.
I know. Jenna, the only thing I ever ate in school was those little packs of 6 mini donuts that you could buy from and a Ohana lemonade. You know, Ohana means family.
Yeah.
Family, et cetera, et cetera. And then one of my friends one day thought it'd be really funny to get the cereals that they had left over from breakfast and put all his lemonade in that. And he's like, ha, 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 look, I put lemonade in my Cocoa Pebbles. Ha, ha, ha. And he threw up. That's pleasant.
Ew.
Have you ever seen the movie Lemonade Mouth?
Yes.
The Disney movie?
It's pretty good.
Have you ever seen it?
No.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Well, doesn't
lemonade
the
mouth,
lemonade
you said?
On that movie always, like, did you ever think it just looked so good compared to normal lemonade? They were like, oh, this is the best lemonade, right?
I forgot about that.
And the vending machine was going to get taken out, but then
they're like, no.
Made them not take it. I don't know.
So, funny story about that movie. Back in my high school years, this is a throwback to anyone that used to go to Northwestern High School here in Kokomo, Indiana. We had a teacher who taught Algebra 2. His name is Mr. Ortman.
Mr. Ortman, I hope you're listening. We're putting you on blast.
There was a math formula. They're called determinants, I believe is what they're called. And he used that movie and that song, Determinate, to teach us about that mathematical formula. And that's the only, whenever someone brings up Lemonade Mouth, that's the only thing I can remember is that song and Mr. Ortman teaching us math with it.
Yeah, every
and
time.
And him dancing to it. It was.
Oh, I wish we had a visual now.
It was quite the spectacle.
Every time somebody brings up Lemonade Mouth, for me, is literally just right now. I have no idea what you guys are talking about. I've heard the name once, I think, maybe.
Well, you just said lemonade and it made me think of.
Well, yeah, I mean, that sure. But what when did this movie come out? Was this Disney Channel movie?
It was good. What is this?
You know, theatrical High School release? Musical.
Yeah, of course I know High School.
It was like, it was like one of those, except not as popular. Yeah, it was like one of the later years that we would be watching Disney Channel. So.
It was good for one of their newer ones, though, because their newer movies are just, I don't even watch them anymore.
Yeah, not like their old movies, like Smart House.
Probably
yeah,
not,
that was a good one.
Did you ever see Good Luck, Charlie? Probably not.
No?
Okay, well, Bridget Mendler, she's the, like, main character of Lemonade Mouth. She's also the main character on the show.
Actually, the girl who plays Jasmine in the new Aladdin. She's in that movie. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 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 I just made that connection. Cool.
Huh.
Oh. I think Naomi Scott, right? I think that's her name.
I don't remember. But I just watched it. When we went to Disney, our key trip to Disney, we always fly Southwest pretty much for school trips. And
is that good?
What?
Southwest any good?
I love Southwest.
Yeah. Southwest,
you
give
get
us.
Snackies.
Nope. Done with that
They're
joke.
Affordable.
Leg room. Yeah. They give you pretzels on shorter flights.
Well, you got to say it that way?
You get Snackies? Free food?
Yeah, Jenny's just like, every time I go on Southwest, they give me some yummy yummers.
Well, they on longer flights. Like, I went on a key trip to San Francisco in November, and they came through and gave us, like, cookies and chips and, like, anything you wanted. You could, like, pick what you wanted. But anyways, they have, like, on their app, they have Wi-Fi, like, on the plane you can use to iMessage or, like, watch free movies.
Yeah. A lot of planes have that nice kind of, like, feature now. Yeah. And sometimes they'll even have, like, screens.
Yeah.
Like, just built in.
So, yeah.
It's kind of nice.
So, I actually watched that movie on our way back from Orlando, the newer level.
Did you like it?
Well, I didn't finish it. I was, like, really close to finishing it. But, yes, I didn't really grow up watching. That was the one Disney movie I feel like I didn't really ever watch.
I didn't either.
I was always, like, obsessed with The Little Mermaid and Cinderella and, like, the princess movies other than Aladdin with Jasmine.
I love Aladdin.
Yeah, but I really, really enjoyed it. I really liked the music.
I mean, it probably is kind of long for the plane ride, though, so.
Yeah,
I was going to say it was significantly longer than the original because they added a bunch of stuff for, like, no reason.
You know what I thought was a little cringy, though, was, like, Will Smith as the genie. I thought that was a little... Is that a fair assessment?
Yes, absolutely.
I'm getting some head nods.
See, the thing about... I only watched parts of it because I was told to watch it, but it went on. It was on when I was around, and I was kind of like, I want to watch maybe, like, five minutes. But... the thing that was interesting about the genie in that one and what Will Smith did was, okay, going back to the original, what Robin Williams did, he improv. That was his big thing.
Yeah,
he improv in every movie he did. And that was what made the genie so awesome and so hilarious because he just come up with stuff on the spot. In order to make the genie work for Will Smith, he would have to either A, be exactly like Robin Williams, or B, he'd have to come up with his own thing. He'd have to do something completely different, which I'm not certain how well that would have gone in the box office, but yet still, it would have been something different than what Robin Williams did.
For Robin Williams, the genie was a career-defining role. I mean, he had a lot of stuff up until that point. They put him in the movie because he was already a big name.
Yeah.
But and they designed the genie specifically for Robin Williams. He was the person they had in mind when they were creating the character. They knew they wanted him to come in and voice him. And what you were saying about Robin Williams improvising in the sound booth is, there's so much material, recorded material, that they couldn't use because Robin Williams had a tendency to get really profane.
Really?
While he was improvising? Oh, yeah. There are so many unheard of, like, kind of locked away recordings of the genie just swearing up a storm. But
it's Robin Williams.
But the Robin Williams defined that character. That character is Robin Williams. For Will Smith, what you were saying about having Will Smith do exactly what Robin Williams did is a terrible idea. Because nobody can do what Robin Williams did. I think that Will Smith did fine with what he had. Because honestly, with a character like that, when you're having Robin Williams come in the original movie and just playing up his big over the top personality, if you're making a new live action Aladdin movie, you got to find somebody to get to play the genie. You can't get Robin Williams, R.I.P. Then you need to find somebody else who has a big personality like that, and Will Smith absolutely does. I don't know if they gave him enough opportunity to really show it off, but I think he did fine with what he was able to do.
I don't think he did bad. I think I get stuck in that comparative, like,
it's almost impossible not to, because of how I hate using the word iconic because it gets thrown all around a lot these days, but it really is. Robin Williams is iconic as the genie, so it's very difficult to fill those shoes.
You know what movie I think would be really good as a live-action remake? Moana.
It'd be interesting because there's just so much water.
I know. I know.
I don't know. If they made Life of Pi work, they could make Moana work.
That's what I was going to say. Have you ever seen Life of Pi? This literally takes place basically in the water 99% of the time.
See, of all the live-action movies that they've come out with, that one's the one that I could kind of see working. Have you guys seen what Mulan is supposed to be like?
I'm excited.
I
don't anticipate it to be anything like the animated movie, but I don't really want it to be. Because my problem with a lot of these, most of the Disney live action remakes, is why would I need to watch the Beauty and the Beast live action when I can watch the original? What does this have to offer me that I don't already get from the original? What does the new Aladdin offer that the original doesn't do? What does the new Cinderella do? Honestly, the only Disney live-action remake that they've done so far, starting with Alice in Wonderland and moving on, because there was that, there was the 101 Dalmatians one in the 90s. You guys remember that? Dr. House is in that movie. Anyway. Yeah.
Dr. House was in that movie?
Yeah, he played Jasper, the one of the two henchmen for Cruella DeVille. Yeah, that was him.
Oh, I never knew that.
Yeah, Hugh Laurie, right? That's his name? Ah, whatever. Anyway, the only one of the Disney live action remakes that I actually like found to be worth my time was Maleficent, because it was a different perspective on the same story. Mm-hmm. It was a retelling rather than just a remake. There is nothing that the live action Lion King movie offers me that the animated movie didn't already do better.
And the thing about the live action is I watched a guy talk about the differences. Mm-hmm. And he brought up a very good point. When the advantage of having animation is that you could tell different aspects of the story better through animation than in real life. Because there's some things in real life you can't do, but in cartoons you can portray them perfectly.
Yeah.
And when you bring them into live action, it's really hard to portray those same things. Like the live Beauty and the Beast one. You guys remember watching that in the Be Our Guest scene?
I remember the original, yes.
If you watch both of them side by side, the animated one seems more fun and colorful because it is more colorful. There are more colors to play with, and there's more ways to portray the feelings and emotions. While live action, it kind of fell flat because it wasn't as colorful. It wasn't as exciting as the original.
Yeah.
I enjoy the live actions. I think I like the music aspect of it. I know they're like the same.
Yeah.
But it just gives it a little bit of an updated, like fresh version of it, if that makes sense.
Sometimes I see what you're saying. I didn't hate The Jungle Book. I thought that one was okay.
That's one that I didn't really like because I felt like the order of events were kind of flip-flopped.
I didn't mind that one as much. I liked what was his name? Bill Murray. How do I forget Bill Murray? I liked Bill Murray as Baloo. I gotta say, I like him a little bit better than Phil Harris, who was the original guy that voiced him. I don't know if you guys have watched The Jungle Book recently, or Robin Hood, or The Aristocats, but he's in all three of those movies, and Phil Harris, he's in all three of those movies, and he always has the same personality where he's like very laid back and cool, but in a 60s way. So he's like, what's happening, hip cat? And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Yeah. Slow your roll, dude.
Speaking of Bill Murray, have you guys watched like Zombieland or the second one that just came out?
I watched the first one.
Wait a minute. Is he in the second one?
I think he is in the second one. Have you guys seen it?
They shoot him in the first one.
Yeah, but I think he I thought he lived.
No, I mean, he was pretty dead.
He got shot because he looked like a zombie.
No, he's definitely. No, I swear, he's definitely in the second one. Trust me. Just watch the second one.
All right, fine.
He's in the second one, I promise.
I believe you.
Maybe he just plays a different character, and everyone's like.
No, it's him.
Look, I need to finish up what I was saying.
Anyways, go ahead, sir.
All the live Disney live action movies, whatever, man. They're whatever, man. That's it.
I'm not a huge fan of them, to be honest. I just prefer to watch the originals. I'm not going to watch the new Mulan because it's just too different from what I loved about the original. So I'm just going
to
kind of...
I'm anxious to see the Little Mermaid live action that they're going to make.
If I may, actually, I think that Mulan will be okay because Mulan... Well, I don't know. The problem is, for me, that Mulan, first of all, is a really old story. Over 1,500 years old or something like that. It is such an important story to China that when, back in the 30s or the late 20s, somewhere in there, that when China got the technology to make motion pictures, the very first motion picture they made was Mulan Joins the Army. It was like 15 minutes long. So it's a really important story to them. So... The point is that Mulan is not a story that's just Disney. You can do a different version of Mulan and have it be fine. The problem is I think that they're going to try and relate it too much to the Disney version when it would probably be stronger if they didn't do that.
See, I almost feel like they didn't relate it that much to the Disney version, though, just because, like,
I mean, they cut out Mushu, which is...
Yeah, but that's what I've heard. People did say, like, it'd be nice to watch, like, almost a more serious version of it, just because, I don't know if they don't have, Mushu for, if they really don't, but, like, they didn't have it in the trailer, and, like, a lot of people were, like, they kind of liked that it was going to be, like, maybe more serious. So, I don't know. Like, you're right, it's going to be different than, like, the...
From what I was told, they were trying to go for a more serious... They were trying to go for more of a realistic one.
And that Which Mushu is why they have a big Chinese sorceress in there, right? Throwing all that magic around.
The woman? Well, I guess it makes the villain? That was new.
No, I think it makes the same amount of sense, but I'm also not going to criticize because it looks awesome. Oh, man, we're going to meet again in a couple weeks to record after having seen this movie. I'm going to be like, guys, that movie was the poop!
Oh my God. Could you the what?
The poop.
Alright. You didn't want to say a bad word, so
yeah.
Oh wow.
We can't say bad words.
It just threw me off so much. I was like, what?
Kinda me too, yeah. I was thinking like, no, it's gonna be good. And then I was like, oh, I know what you mean.
Maybe we should talk about something like anybody else feeling just like real burnt out lately?
Oh,
you mean just in general?
Just in general, yeah. I mean, I guess like when it comes, one thing that I've just been super annoyed about lately is, I mean, life happens to everybody and you just kind of like have to roll with the punches. Like, you know, take a day to kind of feel bad for yourself, I guess, and get up and move on and hustle, you know? One thing that I've been super frustrated with lately is, like, I guess for, like, business majors, like, you know, you have to have an internship, and I've been super frustrated with the process of that.
Wait a minute.
I feel that.
You have to have an internship?
Okay, yeah. So it's, you either have to have, it's called applied learning. It's 3 to 6 credit hours. So you either have to take... just before you graduate, you either have to do
go through graduation and still do it after work. Like I've talked to.
Yeah. I mean. So you either have to like do an internship or take the Enactus like entrepreneurial class, which you just kind of like help a business get started up, I guess, like a local business, and then or something like that.
That's cool.
Yeah, or you have to travel abroad, which is probably the most expensive option. Yeah. Like the trip to Poland was like $3,500 out of pocket, plus you have to pay for the class.
Okay.
So I was like, probably not.
Plus, probably not a lot of, probably not a good idea to do much traveling right now anyway.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it's like nothing against that. Like, there's a lot of people that are going and I'm really excited for them. I just like didn't really have that money sitting around. But another thing about an internship is, like, you have to pay for it, like a class. Mm. Like, you have to pay for an internship that you're working and getting paid for, which that's fine. but I just feel like...
Is it?
Well,
because I'm pretty sure,
no. I won't get into that, but I think I'm just so burnt out because I've interviewed for all these internships and I've applied to like at least 20, and I feel like I'm not good enough for any of them. Because
that's exactly how
I
feel.
What I mean?
Exactly.
I know that that's not true. It's not that I'm not good enough. But there was one down in Carmel that I interviewed for, and I swear I thought I had it. Mm-hmm. I thought I had it in the bag. I interviewed like 3 different times, and I was there my last interview for like 3 hours almost, interviewing with different people. And I had talked so much that I swear I had cotton mouth by the end of it. And I thought it seemed like they wanted to hire me on the spot, but they didn't want to get too
committed.
Yeah. Or like too ahead of themselves. And they're like, oh, well, we'll let you know. Didn't hear anything. And then eventually I emailed the recruiter. He was like, oh, well, you were a great interviewer, but we went ahead with somebody else who has experience. And I was thinking to myself, exactly.
Internships, yeah.
Exactly. I was thinking to myself, excuse me, like somebody.
Well, why put you through all that just for them to be like, yeah,
you know,
wait.
Maybe this is unfair to say, but I know people do multiple internships for the experience, but I wish that people would let people who haven't had an internship get an internship. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Before going, putting themselves out there and like, getting in, I don't know.
Because those people are going to get it before us, realistically.
Exactly.
And I mean, especially.
That's what happened in that situation.
And when you're like going up against people like maybe in Carmel and like they have more
exactly.
opportunities down there.
Exactly.
And so they've already probably had their internship. And I'm extremely frustrated too. So
yeah,
I understand that area.
It's hard because we all have to get placed. And I think a lot of the like HR faculty here who teach it, like you guys, like Gabby, Adam, I think they're having a hard time placing all of us places because either
just more people
are
wanting it too
internships, or like they just don't have enough for all of us, and it's just frustrating, and I feel super burnt out. I feel like I'm basically a part of every single subcommittee for HRSA,
like you're doing a lot
and
you're still
officer.
Not getting them
and
that's how
on top
I
of
feel.
All of my classes and midterms and everything. I know spring break's coming up, but it feels like a week is
Yeah,
that's what I'll say.
I mean, work is like a big part.
That too, I work too. So
I just feel like it's crunch time to find an internship as well
yeah.
because they're all hiring right now, and then it's like you're not hearing back, or you're just not
yeah,
even getting
exactly.
interviewed, and it's just like, well, great.
Yeah, so I'm pretty desperate at this point. I'm just frustrated, and I feel like my anxiety is kind of attacking me a little bit. Like last night, Ace messaged me, and he's like, hey, like,
Ace,
are we still on for tomorrow
resident,
or whatever?
I don't know. Ace, what do? Marketing. That's it.
Yeah, he's
Ace, our resident resident
marketing
guy.
But
well, we'll just skip over my position then.
He messaged me last night, and I was just, I wouldn't say like having an anxiety attack, but I was just so, I didn't want to be on my phone. You know, I was like, I was like, I'll get back to you. Sorry, Ace, if that came off like kind of rude. I was just so, but then last night when I was laying in bed, I was like, man, I really wish that I could just like not cancel on tomorrow, but be like, sorry, I can't make it, because I just want to like lay in bed and hide. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Not that I actually would have done that, but that's like my anxiety was like, you shouldn't go. Like, you should.
Because it's discouraging to get turned down. I mean, you know, like it's just
and,
sucks.
And that's like how I've just felt lately is like, like, I just don't want to go to my meetings. I just want to take a break.
Mm-hmm.
I deleted social media apps off of my phone. I didn't delete my social media, but for just a few days. For just a few days, I was like, I need to breathe.
That's not a bad idea. Delete, because, I mean, you can put the app back later.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
No. Well, sometimes we're so focused on, like, social media.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I swear I have, like, a mild OCD, because at night, before I can actually fall asleep, I have to make sure all the red push notifications are cleared on all my apps. So I always have to make sure that, like, I've seen every post and every app and, like, everything is up to date before I go to bed. Because I think I have this, like, insecurity of missing something.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
So I'm just, and, like, all that on top of everything, I've just been overwhelmed with school and just, like, the balance of things. I say yes to everybody because I don't want to disappoint people. So I just say, yeah, sure, I'll be there. Yeah, sure, I'll do
you're
that.
You're definitely a yes person.
I mean, because I don't want to hurt mm-hmm. people's feelings.
No, I get you. Because I have a hard time saying yes.
And so. I have a hard time. Like, I'm not the type of person that will have, like, 200 unread messages on my phone. I always read people's messages, and I have to respond to them, even if I'm just not feeling it, because I don't want to hurt their feelings.
Don't come off as rude or, like...
Yeah. So, I just... Anybody else feel like that?
Yeah, no, I'm in a funk, I would say.
Yeah, I'm in a funk right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay, actually.
Tommy's like, I'm doing great.
It's making me feel better, though.
Well, let me say this. I have been to college before. I am older than everybody else, right? I'm 29. I graduated high school in 2009. I went to college right after. It took me 4 years to get a two-year degree, and it was just a two-year general studies associate degree. It was kind of a useless degree for my purposes. And then I drifted around for a few years and didn't really do anything with it until eventually I started delivering pizzas, which is actually pretty good money, unfortunately, because after a couple months of being there and making like $100 in tips a night on top of wage, I thought, okay, I better go back to school, otherwise I will do this for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
So I did, and it's been weird because I'm a little bit older, but I don't really actually care about that. I joke about it, but I really don't care. Mm-hmm. But it's weird because college was very difficult for me the first time through, and now I'm here the second time around, and I'm in the clubs, and I'm in the classes, and I'm much more involved on campus. And I'm having a much easier time of it. And I think one of the reasons that it was so difficult for me the first time is because I never really had a good vision or idea of what I was going to do after I was done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was going to get the degree and then something would happen. But at this point, we've been doing a lot with the podcast. We've been doing a lot with the rest of the club. And my classes are going well. And I'm talking to my professors and I'm talking to other students. And I actually feel like, hey, wait, I might be able to do something with this degree after I graduate. So that just occurred to me yesterday. I was like, I feel like everything's kind of falling into place. So you guys are all talking about being burnt out, and I'm actually just last night had, like, so, but the reason that I say all that is not to be like, well, you guys are all a bunch of sad. No, I'm saying you guys are going to be fine. You'll be fine.
Yeah. I mean, that's encouraging, too.
It's very stressful.
Yeah.
It is. And I get stressed because I'm only taking two classes per semester right now because I also work. And that's pretty much all I can handle. But one of the two classes is an online class. And we downloaded an app onto our phone at the start of the class so that I could do the homework on it. And I found out about 5 weeks into the class that there was a second app I was supposed to have the whole time to do the rest of the homework. So it was all late. But I finally got that caught up. And so, it's fine. It's whatever, man. It's cool.
I think one thing I kind of hate about myself is that I'm constantly forgetting to live in the moment and, like, enjoy the day. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm constantly thinking, like, oh, I wish I was just graduated from college, married with a family, and, like, settled down.
Ugh, heck all that.
I know, but you know what I mean?
That's probably going to be, like, harder, you know? Like, you know, when you get there, so, like, it's just, like, take it day by day, you know?
You come to college, and then you get stressed out.
Yeah.
Right? And then you graduate college. I guess we don't know what that's like, but...
I know, but I've always
you can't live your life by other people's pace, man.
Yeah.
Like, look at me, I'm old.
Well, I've always wished my life away. Because I've always been like, oh, I wish I was at a different point in my life. I wish I was doing this.
Yeah.
I wish I had this. I wish I was, you know, in this place. And instead of just, like, making the most of where I'm at.
Jenna, you're going to come play D&D with me.
Okay.
And you can wish that person, your character's life away.
Do you have Xbox?
We'll talk after the podcast.
Okay.
Because actually we are heading we're bumping up against our time here. So we...
That's too bad. It feels like we've been sitting here for like 10 minutes.
I know.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Well, next time, next episode, we'll get to know ourselves a little bit better.
Yeah.
I think we've...
Been talk businessy.
I think we know each other pretty well at this point.
Yeah.
But yes, we will
come back next time with more topics to talk about from the business world. Hopefully, hopefully we won't get as in depth. I don't know. I don't mind it.
I don't mind it either.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty comfortable.
It was nice getting to meet you guys.
Bearing your soul on for the next year.
If you guys like the content, please leave a like or what we're on Spotify, we're on
Apple
YouTube.
Apple Podcast.
I don't know. There's a big list. We really need to write down all the things we're on because I don't ever remember, but we'll have it all. We'll have it all listed. But yeah, no, actually.
Yeah, give us a like or Apple Podcast, Spotify version of like. I haven't used them as much.
Favorites? I don't know.
Yeah. And if there's a way to leave a comment, please feel free to leave comments and let us know what you guys think or what you guys think we should talk about next. We really appreciate all the comments and the compliments and the constructive criticism. Hopefully.
Not the unconstructive criticism. but what are you going to do? It's the internet.
And YouTube comments is just full of constructive criticism at times.
Well,
can't get away from it. But
we don't got to worry about that.
Yeah. But thank you for joining us today, and we hope you guys have a wonderful day.
Yeah, absolutely. And we will see you guys next time.